Sheila Hameen Show. For those of you who are tuning in for the very first time, you're listening to Evangelist Sheila Hameen, Watch Care Minister of the Holy Temple Church of God, here located here in Baltimore, Maryland. And we thank God for you tuning in on this evening. We thank the Lord for our leader, Pastor Richard Jackson Jr., who is our president, and also Pastor Lewis Marshall Sr., who is our vice president. We thank God for you, and on this evening, we will be streaming live our 36th Annual Youth Congress, which is held this weekend, today throughout Sunday the 27th, and the service there will be held at the Hampton Inn in Richmond, Virginia. So we're going to switch over to the service. They might be playing music, but we're going to switch over and stream the service live. So enjoy the Lord tonight and worship him along with us and support our young people. This is Youth Empowerment Month, And we thank you for your prayers and for your support. And I can say the truth, the Lord has truly been blessing our young people. So stay tuned. Hold on while I switch over to the live service.
You know my name. Thank you. bless you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Let them bring me unto thy holy hills and to thy tabernacle. Then will I go unto the altar of God, unto God, my exceeding joy. Yea, upon the harp will I praise thee, O God, my God. Why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted within thee? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the help of my confidence in my God. Those are the scriptures of 43rd number of Psalms, verses 1 to 5.
God did not love through another surgery. My mother followed up with thought hospital.
and then how I felt I'll overcome this adversity. He explained to him the Lord has been blessing me. There was also another miracle when I used to cry about having a more bad headache. I'm saying to you, it also was affecting me in school, prison, and the setting. I finally went to Cleveland Hospital, and they explained to me that I had sores on my body and had to have and had to have emergency surgery. So that was the thing about my criminal intercession. They called Pastor Jackson, and he said, believe God, and believe that it is God. My mother did just what he said and followed up with Pastor Hospital. They told him that they couldn't find anything wrong with my family. I also stopped having headaches, and everything was new. Nobody was ever able to understand like I had. It was tough, and it was stressful, but I know I am one of God's miracles. Pray for me.
Amen. Let's say, Father God, we've been praised and glorified. We thank you for the offering that we have received. We pray that you will bless you, even for the Father of God, even for the expression of your kingdom. Oh, God, bless everything we give back up to them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Going on our program. It's not over yet. And then we do have a selection from our National Youth Congress Choir, the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God Incorporated. We're going to ask our National Youth Congress Choir if they will come at this time. And the leader that will be going to the
Amen.
And we thank God for the first segment, Vessels Unto Honor. At this time, we're going to call out Pastor Newcomb is back again to accept the selection. Pastor Newcomb is charged to make come at this time.
Thank you. Let's continue to pray for you. We will now have words and exhortation from Yeah. Doesn't matter where you go, that mark is empty.
We're going to ask our own step back to the youth leader, and we also have a Ms. Thompson, who is the president of the Holiness, local president of the Holiness, who is our youth leader, president. And we also have Kathy Mendy, who's the youth leader. Doreen Jackson, who is the youth leader. And the services we turn back into the hands of our annual, our general, our youth staff. We may come forth at this time to give remarks.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We thank God for the beautiful service that we just heard tuning in live into our 36th annual Youth Congress. And I thank the Lord. I truly enjoyed the service. Hope that you also enjoyed it. And we thank the Lord for all of you who have tuned in on tonight. Looking forward to God continuing to bless in our Youth Congress. We thank God for my co-host, Evangelist May, who is on the line. Evangelist May, would you like to have any remarks?
Yes, I thank the Lord for being on this broadcast. Thank the Lord for the service. That was a beautiful service. I enjoyed the youth. I thank God for how they have a mind to want to be in their service. So I want to encourage them to keep on. Keep on keeping on, and thank God for everyone who has tuned in to this broadcast. We are praying for you. We are praying for the sick and the shut-in, those who are incarcerated. We are praying for you, those who are hospitalized. We are praying for you also. So we thank the Lord for this opportunity, and I want to encourage you, Dennis, I mean, to continue to let the Lord have his way in your life. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for those beautiful remarks coming through Evangelist May. And indeed, my soul is rejoicing after hearing all the wondrous works of the Lord through our youth and how they just seem to just be enjoying themselves, going forth in the Lord, telling their testimonies. And I thank God for it. Praise the Lord. Thank God for this broadcast. We thank God for all of your prayers and for your support continually. And as we stated, we are yet in prayer. We're praying to God for you and for all that have been mentioned. Praise the Lord. I'm just giving God glory because I know this is the work of the Lord. And for the young people to have a mind to even be in their service and to participate is a great blessing.
Yes.
So really enjoyed them going forth tonight. And we thank God for this month being set aside as Youth Empowerment Month. And I tell you, the Lord has really been blessing these young people. And let us continue to encourage our youth, every young person that we encounter. Let's say an encouraging word to them. Say something to them that would uplift them or, you know, help them along the way. Amen. Lend a helping hand to our young people. Praise the Lord. So we're looking, coming back for our broadcast on Sunday afternoon at 3:30, if it be the Lord's will. And we hope that you can tune in with us at that time. And I'd like for you to go ahead and share the information with others who might be interested in tuning into our broadcast. You can give them our number to call, and that number, if you want to write it down, you can feel free to do so and let someone else know that we are on the air every Friday evening at 7 p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. And that is Eastern Standard Time if they're in a different time zone. And the number to call is 319-527-6763. And feel free to call that number to listen in. And if you would like to give your testimony, you're certainly welcome to do so. That's the case. You can call our guest line to give a testimony, and let me give you that number so that you can call in and tell the goodness of the Lord. I know God has been doing something good for somebody out there, and I believe that there is somebody who is just raring to go ahead and share what God has done. And I'm shuffling through papers right now trying to find that paper with the number on it, so I can give that number to you. So thank you for your patience. And also, while I'm looking for the number, I would like to make mention of how the Lord is blessing our broadcast to reach in many countries all the way around the world. And that's a blessing indeed that someone is listening to the Word of God. And so I do have that number for you if you want to call in, and if you're a member of the clergy and you want to have remarks, feel free to call the guest line And that number is 978-990-5270. The access code is 7946408. Again, the guest line is 978-990-5270. Access code 7946408. And you're certainly welcome to use that line when we are airing our broadcast. And we thank the Lord for the broadcast tonight. This concludes the broadcast for this evening. And until we meet again, may the Lord bless you and may heaven smile upon you. God bless you.